This is Radio Islam International, bringing you closer to each other and the Ummah at large. The world is our community.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to the Early Morning Sunday Show. And every morning after our 8 a.m. news, on a Sunday morning rather, not every morning, we have our text slot with Brother Faisal Patel. Faisal, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh to you, Sister Anisa, and to the listeners of Radio Islam International.
Well, you sound like you're in a bunker.
Well, you're not so loud yourself. It's very faint at the moment, but I'm sure we can get through the program.
All right. Let's try and see if we can do that. I'm talking as loud as I possibly can, so I hope we're not going to have any issues today. Let's see. We're starting with Vodacom and Microsoft, who partner to deliver digital education platforms for South African learners.
You're actually sounding better now, Sister Nisa, loud and clear. So okay. Let's go on with the story. The impact of the COVID-19 has had far-reaching consequences for education, as we know, and for schools, among many other sectors that have not been spared. So for those that normally eat out and for those that gamble, well, not among the Muslim community, but, you know, and for those who want to have conferences, tomorrow restaurants will be allowing sit-downs and, you know, people can do what they want as well, as far as their sector is concerned. Obviously, there are some limitations as well. But the most important thing, obviously, is education. We know that a lot of schools have been infected with COVID-19. Some of them have been closed for deep sanitization and many other stuff as well. So in order to ensure that learning continues, Vodacom Business and Microsoft South Africa, what they've done now is they've joined forces to provide access to continuous connected digital learning for South Africa's education institutions, for educators or teachers and learners through their Connected Digital Education Initiative. This is a very, very good initiative, Sister Nisa. The partnership brings together two companies who've invested extensively in education to deliver solutions that address the immediate and long-term needs of education in the country. We know that majority of the learners will be going back to school sometime in July and also in August as well. So the partnership, as I mentioned, brings together these two companies, Vodacom and Microsoft. The Connected Digital Education Platform enables remote learning with affordable connectivity, so ultimately turning the learning environment into a single, simple solution for the learner and giving them access to the tools, the apps, and the resources they need to learn. Now, what it also does, it provides access to cost-effective data and educational apps and resources through Vodacom Business Edu Data Bundle, and Microsoft offers 365 Education. So this is a cloud-based service which offers the key Microsoft productivity apps like Teams, OneNote, Outlook, Word, PowerPoint, and Excel. So Shamil Joseph, that's the Vodacom CEO, says that they are fundamentally accelerating digital transformation education through online learning now well into the future. This is something that all of us, even people that are working in companies, had to get used to because of COVID-19.
Yes.
With the Connected Digital Education Platform, educators are able to deliver classes to the learners who can participate through chat or voice using SIM cards, where access to Teams is provided for free. It is currently even happening at the moment as we speak. And then the MD of Microsoft South Africa, Lillian Barnard, says the ability to bring together learning into one hub or solution is invaluable and forms an important part of their commitment to building a complete education solution with crucial partnerships with organizations like Vodacom Business. So if the listeners want more information on this initiative, on Radio Islam's website, there is a link to get more information about this partnership between Vodacom and Microsoft. I think it's very important at the moment, considering that most of the classes, not the grade 7s and 12s, but the grade 8s, 9s, 10s, and 11s are doing a lot of their classes online. We know that a number of schools have been infected. It's on our website. We've written a number of stories about it as well. And the teaching needs to continue. We're already going to be in the beginning of July, in just a few days' time. And, you know, normally this time the schools will finish written their exams, learners who had written their exams as well. So it's really a very sad time for schooling. Hopefully this initiative can spark some initiative and motivation back into the learners.
Absolutely. I think a lot of time has been wasted, and many students are finding this very difficult because, they feel that the loss of a year, it means a lot to them. I mean, we may think of it, some parents may feel that, it's okay to lose a year, but how does it affect the student? Sometimes if you've spoken to students and you understand where they're coming from, it's important to take that into note. And I think this is a really good initiative. And Microsoft has been helping many schools with regards to the applications that they have on offer. So I hope this works out as well.
Inshallah.
Okay, so MTN agrees to drop data prices. That's good news.
Yeah, the thing is, Vodacom and Cell C obviously had come on board, and MTN was still negotiating. The Competition Commission announced that it had reached an agreement with mobile service provider MTN to drop data prices. The agreement, as I mentioned, follows discussions between the Commission and MTN after the Commission initiated the data services market inquiry, which was a big thing in South Africa, and published its final report with findings and recommendations in December 2019. Now, according to the agreement, it's not much of a difference, Sister Nisa, because with, like Vodacom, you could buy the data bundle for 99 rand on the app. But according to the agreement, 1 gigabyte of data for 30 days will cost 99 rand instead of 160 rand for customers. Remember, this is mostly for prepaid, so it's reasonable, it's getting cheaper. You just have to hang in there. Hopefully, it will get even more cheaper. And then the other part of the agreement as well is that MTN will also implement retail price reductions across all its channels, communicate these reductions to the channel partners, and apply these new prices across all its channels. So that's coming in from the 1st of July. And then the network will also offer all its customers a daily free data bundle to use in Ayoba, which will be kept. So some good news for MTN subscribers. If they are with MTN or if they use prepaid data with MTN, then now you can get a 1 gigabyte 30-day data bundle for just 99 rand. I think data prices still need to come down very, very, very much more, considering that, when I've been to Mecca and been to some other countries, the data prices are just ridiculously cheap. So South Africa's still got a long way to go. Hopefully this is just the beginning of many more good things to come as far as data prices are concerned.
Inshallah. All right, and then we're looking at Fujifilm South Africa announces the launch of Instax Mini 11. Is that a camera?
Yeah, this is absolutely wonderful. I used one of the Fujifilm Instax cameras when I went to Port Elizabeth last year. They've now launched the Instax Mini 11, which provides on-the-spot photo printing and comes with a number of features never seen before on any Instax Mini camera. The new Instax Mini 11, which is highly anticipated follow-up to 2017's best-selling Mini 9, the first entry-level model to feature an automatic exposure function, providing better-looking photos in darker lighting conditions. For those people that don't want to take photos with their phone and want the photos printed out immediately, the instant cameras are actually very, very cool. So check out the Instax Mini cameras. The camera automatically senses the level of ambient light when the shutter button is pressed and optimizing the shutter speed and flash output according to the surrounding brightness, resulting in less flash blowout indoors, which both the subject and background now correctly exposed. It's also got a selfie mode, which is actually nice, very, very cool there as well. Powering the Mini 11 are 2 AA-sized alkaline batteries, which comes into the package as well, able to provide enough battery for about 100 exposures. The Mini 11 is just as quick to print out your photos with an Instax Mini print ready in about 90 seconds after the shutter button is pressed. So pricing and availability for those that are interested in this particular camera, well, it's going to sell for around 1,199 rand, which is not bad. And But you must remember that, if you go and print your photos out now, if you take photos with your phone and you use a memory card and go to a photo printing shop, they're going to charge you around probably, 600-700 rand, depends how many photos you want to print them as well. So this is instant on the go. I know I had a lot of fun last year taking photos with the insect camera, you know, and then we took those photos and we put it into a little scrapbook with, you know, all our other family photos. And the kids really had fun, you know, writing little captions on the photos and that sort of stuff. Just the idea that, you know, you have a camera that can immediately print out a photo, I think it's totally amazing.
Absolutely. All right, and then we move on to Apple WWDC. What is that?
Oh, this is wonderful. The WWDC, which is the Worldwide Developers Conference, basically it's a gathering of all software engineers, for developers, people that develop apps. The apps that you and I use on our phones, Tanisha, are developed by like people like this, you know, that go to these conferences and they, you know, come together and develop this wonderful app that we see. So a developers conference basically is working with Apple, and this is where Apple speaks about new software enhancements, about new products that might be coming out, and there's a lot of changes, Sister Nisa. So some of the things that the listeners can look forward to, if they do have iOS devices, that's an iPhone or an iPad or an Apple Watch, there's a new software coming out around September. It's called iOS 14. So it's a lot of features in that one. I'm actually using the beta version of iOS 14 as we speak. I'm using it. It's wonderful. It's got widgets. And somebody is going to say, yeah, Facebook, but Android had widgets before. Yes, they do. And they did have widgets before. Apple just took the widget and made it even better. So stared at the Android guys there. But and then you get iPad OS. That's also coming out. And you get AirPods. We've got also software changes there. And then privacy changes, which is very important. HomeKit for those people that use smart devices at home. And then for those that have MacBooks, there's a new MacBook software that's also going to be coming out. It's called macOS Big Sur, spelled S-U-R. So I just want to go through some of the features of the iOS 14. Some of the features for me, obviously, is the widgets. I absolutely love that. You can now put this onto your front screen. And they've got a thing called Smart Stacks. So you can actually use the widget and scroll up, and you can have different widgets in one widget. That's one very cool feature. Yeah. Another feature that I love is that still all of us, even me, yourself, we've got a lot of apps on our phone. And sometimes to get to the app that you want, you have to scroll through a number of pages. The iOS 14 now allows you to actually hide some of these pages, and they've got something called an app library where you can actually choose all your apps on there. And then some major other features as well. Siri is now just a little icon at the bottom of the screen. They've got picture-in-picture on the iPhone, and somebody phones you. You don't have to go out of the screen. You can still do other things. Messages can now be pinned. Maps also got some advanced new upgrades as well. You can now, you know, use your phone to actually connect to your car's audio system. There's even a feature where you can even start your car with your iPhone now as well. So that's some of the features. If you want to check more of those features, I have done a YouTube video about what's new in iOS 14. If the listeners can go to my YouTube channel at Faisal Patel, check it out and see the video that I've done, and you can see some of the features. I'm actually using it, and I go through it on my phone as well. The nice feature that I love, and the one that is the favorite for me, Sister Nisa, is the back tap. So if you've got your phone in your hand, you can tap the back of your phone 2 times or 3 times, and you can map that back tap to a certain feature that you want. I've got it mapped to taking a screenshot. So if I tap the back of my phone, I can take a screenshot. So that's actually quite cool as well. This will be coming to, yes, absolutely, wow. This will be coming to the users of iPhone and iPad and Apple Watch in September when the new iPhone is actually launched as well. But like I said, if you want to check out some of the features of the iOS 14, which I have on my phone as we speak, just go to my YouTube channel, and I did a video there. I explained some of the features, if not all of them. And if there's any favorites that the listeners have, you can just drop a comment in the comment section below. So check it out on YouTube, inshallah.
Okay, inshallah. So this one is the Lenovo unveils upgraded smart tab with built-in Alexa. Tell us more.
Yeah, so we basically what Lenovo has done, they've upgraded the smart tab. It's called the M10 FHD Plus. It's a second generation with Alexa built in. For those that don't know what Alexa is, basically it's like, hey Google or hey Siri. It's the voice assistant. So in this particular case, the voice assistant, which enables the popular hands-free show mode experience from the voice assistant when docked and charging in its smart dock. So the Lenovo Smart Tab has also added benefit of being a full-function Android tablet. For those that don't want the Apple iPad, obviously this is an alternative. But Lenovo says that by using customer insights to identify opportunities for improvement, the newly designed tablet is easier to set up and sport a more expensive screen, a faster and more powerful mobile processor, and it's got a whole lot of features. It also features touch and display driver integration. It also has facial unlock features with integrated camera, drop-in calling, the enhanced kids mode offers parental control, so a lot of features there as well. Mm-hmm. So the Lenovo Smart Tab FHD Plus 2 second generation with Alexa built-in will start at about $4,999, which is significantly cheaper than the iPad. The iPad currently sells for $20,999, yeah, at the top of the range, and expected to be available from mid and end of June. So the listeners want to check out this tab. Very nice. Alexa, like Google, hey Google, you can say hey Alexa, you know, and it does the voice assistant thing. You can switch on your lights, you can search for things on the internet. I think it's wonderful. I use it all the time, especially when streaming Radio Islam. I use my Google Mini speaker and I can stream Radio Islam via audio streaming as well.
All right, that sounds wonderful. I'm going to have a look at that. You know I'm looking for something for my daughter, so this is something I will definitely be looking at. All right, and then we're looking at 4 ways to make your smartphone last longer and save money.
Yeah, the COVID-19, let's face it, has put a lot of people through financial difficulty. They've constrained certain people's finances. A lot of people working for companies have had to take salary cuts. And, you know, we have phone companies that are launching phones and smartphones and tablets, and it looks very enticing, but sometimes we can't afford it. And then we have our own smartphones, which sometimes displays problems. I had a brother yesterday, I think, WhatsApping me or sending me a message on Facebook saying that he lost a SIM tray for his Huawei P10. And, you know, these things are so sensitive because they come with waterproofing and water-resistant sealing. And if you don't get the right one, it can really compromise the phone. So I had to give him some advice. Shazakla for the question, by the way, the brother phoning all the way from Marlboro, sending me the message from there. So the COVID-19 pandemic, South Africa, has severely impacted, as I mentioned, the economy, leaving many people, you know, bearing with many needing to stretch their budgets as far as possible. So these are about 4 tips which the listeners can use to make sure that they look after their phone and also ensure it lasts longer. It's available on our website, so they can check it out there as well, radioislam.co.za. So number one, get a good phone case and a screen protector. Get a good phone case and a screen protector. That's very, very important. I'm not going to go into the details of this. You can check it out on our website. That's very important. I'll be, inshallah, showcasing some cases from a company called Hey Casey in a future program, so look out for that one as well. Look after the battery. Very, very important, the battery. That's one thing in a phone that depletes and becomes weaker as the phone ages as well. So look after the battery. Keep it clean. Keeping your smartphone clean will help ensure it looks good, even if it's a couple of years old. So clean it regularly. Use a nice clean wipe. You know, keep it pristine. It's your phone. It's your pride and joy. And then delete unneeded apps and data. This takes up a lot of space, especially WhatsApp. People are sending you photos, they're sending you documents, they're sending you videos, and then you're wondering why your phone is slow and wondering why you got no space, because these things are taking up a lot of space. So check out this article on the Radio Islam's website. It's called 4 Ways to Make Your Smartphone Last Longer and Save Money During COVID-19. I think it's very, very important. Remember that our smartphone system, Nisa, is an extension of our personality, number one. And some people can't afford the new smartphones because they're so expensive, starting from as little as $6,999, goes up to $15,000, $20,000, even $25,000, $30,000 when the Samsung Galaxy folds. So if you want to make your smartphone last longer, then I suggest you follow these, some of these steps. And inshallah, you know, the COVID-19 pandemic will be lifted. You know, the economy will revive, inshallah, and then we can move on to better phones if we have the means to do so.
Inshallah. Well, what you said, our smartphones are an extension of our personalities. Now I'm worried because I have 3 different types of phones. Does that mean I have multiple personalities?
split personalities. You know, I'm split between Android and Apple. I use both because sometimes I get a question from Android users and I can't answer that if I don't have an Android phone. But, you know, I'm not going to say my favorite on air. Everybody knows what my favorite is. But it is an extension. We beautify our phones. We put apps. We put different wallpapers. We use different covers. And that tells a story. You know, I got a red cover on my phone. You might have a cover with a flower. There's even Mendy covers now. You know, like how you put on your hand, Mendy? Even get covers like that. And the thing is, that is making a statement. You carry your phone everywhere you go. Some people even take it to toilet, fair to say that, but everywhere you go, people carry their phone with them. There's not anybody that goes anywhere without their phone. So look after it. There's so beautiful covers that are out there as well. And it is an extension of personality. Sometimes you can ask a person, why do you have this cover? Why do you like this cover? Why do you have this app? You know, so it basically is a shadow of what you actually like in technology and what you actually like in smartphones.
All right, now you're scaring me because mine has a simple cover, has no fancy anything, so I'm going to say that I'm a no-name brand because Faisal said so.
No. Actually, you should. And when we focus on the HKC covers, Sister Nisa, you'll see exactly what I'm talking about. These covers are just, I didn't know which one to choose. I mean, there's so beautiful ones. It is absolutely stunning. When they told me, you know, choose two, I was like, I sat for like almost 2 hours, like, what am I going to take? And it's cheap. It's not expensive. Covers these days are very expensive. These guys' covers start from as little as 210 rand. And you can even design your own cover, Sister Lisa. Take any picture that you want, send them the design, and they'll make it up for you, and they'll even send it to you back. So check out the Hey KC website. And when I do get those covered, inshallah, we'll touch a little bit about it.
All right. And our last topic for today is, no, Apple and Google have not secretly installed a COVID-19 tracker on your smartphone. That really made, I think, went viral because people were so worried.
Yeah, you know how many questions I got about this in the week? I mean, people were really, really worried about their phone automatically downloading an app about COVID-19 and tracking their status. Well, that's fake. It's not true. No, Apple and Google have not secretly installed a COVID-19 tracker on your smartphone. Social media platforms, including Twitter, WhatsApp, and Facebook, have been abuzz with messages claiming that Apple and Google have suddenly uploaded a COVID-19 tracking app to their phone without permission. Now, it is reported that there's an entry at the top of, so if you've got an Android phone, there's an entry at the top of the Google settings on Android that states COVID-19 exposure notification. The iPhone has the same entry under settings, privacy, health, which states COVID-19 exposure. It has a toggle switch or button which can be switched off. According to reports, this is a case of nothing to see here. All that has happened in the last Android or iOS update is that the application programming interface, or short API, that will enable exposure notification to work has been added. So it's not an app. It's the framework within the operating system that will allow such an app to function once it becomes available and if you decide to install it. So if you don't have an app for COVID-19 tracking, this thing doesn't do anything. It's just part of the software. So Apple and Google published a joint statement about the API in May. I did cover it on the program as well. What they said is, what we built is not an app. Rather, a public health agencies will incorporate to the API into their own apps that will help install. Our technology is designed to make these apps work better. So if anybody develops an app, it will use what is part of the software of the phone to make that app. If you download it, only you can download it, make it work better. So to sum it up, it's reported that nobody can or will install a COVID-19 tracking app on your phone, but you, only you can do that. Nobody else can do that, debunking the fake news that tech giants have a sinister agenda. So I hope that alleviates some of the fears for the listeners and for those that have sent me questions. I've been inundated since Monday when this news started circulating on social media. Other than that, I think, you know, you just don't have to worry. Ensure that you just don't download any software. Be careful what you download. Just to conclude on this story, there's a nice little video by a guy called Mr. Who's the Boss. Go check it out. Where some people downloaded a wallpaper system, a wallpaper, and that wallpaper caused their phones to crash because there was one little pixel in that particular wallpaper that was crashing all the phones. So really be careful. Phones can be hacked. Phones can be bricked. You want to call it that way. Basically, yeah. You can bugger up the whole software. Just be careful what you download. Don't click on any links like your computer. Be safe, because cybercrime and hacking is definitely prevalent within our times.
Absolutely. And people that don't know any better are usually the ones that get caught up the most. Okay, Brother Faisal, Jazakallah Khair. That's our tech slot for today. Much appreciate all the information that you've given to us. And we'll speak again next week, inshallah.
Absolutely. And Sister Nisa, if anybody wants to check out some of those stories, they're available on Radio Islam's website. So you can do a search there. They're available on my website at FaisalPatel.com. And then the iOS 14 beta, which I featured, you can check it out on my YouTube channel at Faisal Patel. Please also like the video and subscribe to the channel. I do really need your support. You know, it's difficult to sometimes get support. So please subscribe to the channel as well. And inshallah, as you mentioned, we will speak again next week.
Inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.